Well, this is 1061 The Corner, and we are doing a very special live Corner Lounge performance tonight for Live and Local with Jenna Matthew. Hello, Jenna.
Hi, Brad.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Jenna's been here a few times over the years, but this is her first time in what we're calling the tiny room version of the Corner Lounge. During building renovations, we're in a room that's, I don't know, maybe 6 feet by like 8 feet or so.
Yeah, it's like the size of my dorm room.
Almost. It really is. It's like a dorm room. We just need a cot in here.
Well, I wish this was my dorm room. That'd be pretty cool.
Jenna is a local artist and UVA first year.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so congratulations.
Thank you.
And on being accepted to UVA, and second off on Don't Let the Sun, your album.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it.
This is your first full-length album, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Recorded it at the MRC.
The Music Resource Center. Yeah, you've been, well, I remember a couple of years ago was when we first met you. You were a high school student then.
Yeah.
And you came
in.
So long ago. Gosh. And I remember you came in, you had a song, you know, a couple of songs on the Music Resource Center CDs that they do each year. Mm-hmm. And now that's led to a full album.
Yeah, my own.
Your own album. And performing, too. Like, you're a real musician in town now.
I know. A real live musician.
Yeah. Well, we're talking with Jenna Matthew for Live and Local and celebrating Don't Let the Sun. But you brought your guitar.
Yeah.
And so I figure let's start off with a live acoustic song here. Which one are you going to play for us first in the Corner Lounge?
This is called Time to Waste.
Excellent. And you'll find the finished version on Don't Let the Sun. Mm-hmm. It's Jenna Matthew in the Corner Lounge for 106.1 The Corner.
Talk real slow and
nice. Yay. Nice job, Jenna.
Thank you.
We're live in the Corner Lounge today for 106.1 The Corner live and local feature. Jenna has just released her first album called Don't Let the Sun. And that song, Time to Waste, that was just used for First Amendment rights last week.
Yeah. Yep.
You were a finalist. Congratulations.
Thank you. That's such a cool contest. It's so fun. Yeah.
Yeah. The poetry and songwriting competition that's sponsored by the Thomas Jefferson Center and the Music Resource Center each year. And I wanted to ask you before you do the second acoustic song, song called Waitlist.
Yes.
What's the story on Waitlist as a college student as well?
Yeah. Well, last year when I was applying to college, I was waitlisted at UVA, which was awful. Being waitlisted is not very fun. I'm very, very impatient. I like things to happen immediately.
So that was So for some of us that haven't gone through this in a few years, like being waitlisted is when they say, maybe we'll take you?
Yeah, they say maybe. They say, wait, you know, hold on. Like, be patient, which I don't like to do. And they let you know sometime the summer before you go to college. And they don't tell you.
How long did they keep you waiting then?
I found out in like the very beginning of June.
Okay.
I think. Yeah.
But school starts up like shortly thereafter, August, right?
Yep. Yeah. It's a little scary. But, you know.
Yeah, so this song was kind of written about that experience.
Oh, yeah.
And then they must have liked it because I follow UVA on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, a few weeks ago, they sent out a message saying that you were performing and that you were famous for the song Waitlist about being waitlisted to attend UVA.
Well, yeah, well, I wrote it for them. I wrote it to the admissions office, sent it to them.
Oh, wow.
And because I didn't really know what else to do. I was like, I've written you my essays. I can't do anything else. I was but I can sing.
Yeah. So, maybe it was like a deciding factor for
I hope so.
You know, a definition of your character.
Yeah, that's what I was going for. Yeah. I wanted them to know who I was and what I could
do. Oh, it's so expressive. I love it.
Expression. Exactly.
Well, will you play that one for us acoustic here?
Sure.
Yeah. Jenna Matthew for Live and Local in the Corner Lounge on 106.1 The Corner.
Since you left me hanging, I've been dangling by a string. My head's aching with impatience, so you're my I can't.
Nice. Nicely done. It's Jenna Matthew here for Live and Local tonight on 106.1 The Corner. So are you doing generals now, or do you have a major yet at UVA?
Just generals. I have no idea.
Okay.
What I want to do yet. But I'm just taking a bunch of really interesting classes. I'm supposed to enroll today, actually, in classes. So that's a little stressful.
Yeah.
But we'll worry about that later.
Worry about that later.
Yeah.
We're busy doing the interview now.
Yeah, we're playing music now.
Yeah, that's important. So at what age did you first get started at Music Resource Center?
Let me see. I started there when I was 15.
Okay.
Almost 16.
So you went to which high school?
I went to St. Anne's Belfield.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And had you kind of played around with music before that?
Yeah.
Or?
Well, I've been singing forever, and then I started taking guitar lessons in like 6th, 7th grade. I started with Devin Sproul, actually.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. So she gave me guitar lessons for a while, which was really cool.
She's had such an influence on on young musicians.
She's the one who like forced me to write a song. She was like, "You're coming to, you know, your lesson next week and you will have a song written." And I was like, okay. So that was wonderful, though. And then, so then I started at the MRC when I was 15. And it was awesome. It was just what I needed.
Well, and I remember meeting you, you know, while you were still in high school and had just a song or two here or there on their CDs. But what's different about the process going from, you know, writing, producing, recording one song to actually releasing your own album all the way through?
It's awesome. it took a long time, and I'm kind of a perfectionist, so I kept like coming back and fixing things, which I'm sure was so annoying for everybody at the MRC. But it's like, it's just a whole weight off of my shoulders.
Yeah.
It's really nice, and it's there, and it's mine, and I get to share it with everyone, which is really, really good. So,
and you've been playing live too. I mean, I know you had a gig with Chick Tragic and the Roosters at the Southern just a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
And
really good venue.
Yeah. Great. Oh, yeah. Definitely glad that that's there. And I remember last spring you played out at Charlottesville Pavilion.
Oh yeah.
When they had the music and merch
that
yard
was awesome.
Sale. Yeah. Was that the biggest place you've ever played so far?
Yeah. The sound was super cool. That was a cool experience.
Yeah.
I'd do that again.
Well, if people want to find out more, where can they hear your music and support independent artists and buy the CD?
Oh, well, you can always listen to 106.1 The Corner and support independent artists like myself. Or I have a MySpace with all my music on it and updates and stuff. MySpace.com/JennaMatthew. That's Jenna with a G.
G-E-N-N-A.
Yes, and Matthew with no S.
Got it.
I'm going to put my songs up on iTunes, but until then, I'm actually selling them at the boutique I work at.
Oh, where's that?
And it's called Sustain. It's a new environmentally keen boutique that's next to Feast on Main Street.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so I'm going to be selling them there. You should come.
Very
you should
cool.
come get them. Try some clothes on.
I saw that place and I wondered what it was.
It's really, really cool.
Nice.
Yeah, you should come check it out.
Well, Jenna Matthew is here for Live and Local tonight, and we'll wrap up with one of the songs off the CD.
Great.
The fully produced, and this one you said it's the one with the band, right?
Yeah.
The title track, "Don't Let the Sun."
Mm-hmm. It's a little different. It's the only one of my songs with drums on it and bass, and it's really cool. It's really exciting. We had a lot of fun. I'm recording that one.
All right. Very cool. Well, Jenna, thanks for coming in for Live and
Thank
Local.
Thank you.
It's Jenna Matthew. And you can also find a link, by the way. She is on our local music page at 1061thecorner.com.
Changing your mood, I need some room between us before I go crazy. No, I can't keep up the pace. I need some space for me, just let me go my way, please. I won't stand to sit back and pretend that we're fine. That's just being lazy. you contemplate why you're with me?
This is 106.1 The Corner. Good morning. It is not rock and roll time necessarily, being rather early in the morning. But nonetheless, our friend Jenna Matthew is joining us in the Corner Lounge this morning. Hi, Jenna.
Hey, Brad.
Well, thanks for coming in early. I know you're a UVA student as well as musician.
Yes.
Do you have any 8 a.m. classes or any of that?
I have a 9 a.m. class, which is just hard enough for me to get to.
9 a.m., that's nothing.
You can ask my teacher. It's hard for me.
Well, we're going to do a segment tonight on Live and Local at 8 p.m., kind of a preview, a couple songs off of your album, Don't Let the Sun, mm-hmm. which is your debut full album, your first record, and and it was recorded and produced at the Music Resource Center.
Mm-hmm.
You've been an MRC student for quite some time, right?
Yeah, I started there when I was 15, and I'm 18 now, so... It was amazing for me as a high school student. It was perfect.
You've been on the morning show before in the past, mm-hmm. and we've kind of followed you along, and it's just such a neat thing that now you've got your full album, your first ever record. You're playing on the local music scene all the time.
Yeah.
So congrats on all of that.
Thank you.
And I have to ask, could you have done it without the Music Resource Center?
I don't know. They definitely provided a whole lot of support and help and opportunities. It was amazing. Also, recording wise, it was free. And that's awesome. And recording is just so expensive. So that was a great opportunity for me. Definitely.
Well, we'll hear a track off the album tonight, plus a couple acoustic songs in the Corner Lounge. But since you did bring your guitar this morning, I figure maybe we could do our game right here. Early morning Corner Lounge.
Our game.
All right. with Jenna Matthew. I'm going to swing the mic this way for you, Jenna. And thanks for being here this morning.
Sure. Pretend we're more than just friends, 'cause I can see that we are both pretty lonely, and maybe this game could ease the pain. I watched your eyes flicker as you dreamed next to me last night, but I
so blurry. Let's just let our minds let go. Oh, let's go out tonight. We'll put on our smiles and pretend everything's all right. I will think of him tonight, laying all the while by your side. Oh, and I try so hard to forget his arms when I'm in yours, and I've learned to close my eyes.
Very nice. It's Jenna Matthew, an early morning Corner Lounge today on 106.1 The Corner. You can hear the full Corner Lounge interview tonight at 8 p.m. on Live and Local.
Yep.
And Charlottesville, being a young independent musician in Charlottesville, where there's 75 bands every weekend playing.
Really?
Wow. Well, I don't know if it's 75, but that's a lot. So how do you navigate those waters as a musician?
Oh, I don't know. There's just so many opportunities out there in Charlottesville. It's like hard not to.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And then, just kind of getting their attention, getting the listeners' attention and having them
going on 106.1 The Corner.
Well, that helps.
Making MySpace pages. That's all. That's what I'm doing.
Check out Jenna's MySpace at...
Oh, yeah. It's myspace.com/JennaMatthew. Jenna with a G, Matthew with no S.
And you can hear more from her tonight at 8 o'clock. Thanks for coming in early.
Sure. Thanks for having me. I'll see you later.